The Nature Conservancy and the American Forest Reforestation Hub is a comprehensive look at county-level opportunities for planting trees where they once grew. It finds there is nearly 4.3 million acres of formerly forested land in Idaho. The Nature Conservancy's senior forest restoration scientist, Susan Cook Patton, says replanting trees is one means for addressing climate change.
The point of this work is to say, okay, here is one tool. Let's break it further down into 10 different menu items that then you could pick what works best for your community, for your county, for your state.
Reforesting Idaho would absorb more than 4.3 million cubic tons of carbon from the atmosphere each year, enough to consume the emissions of about 94,000 cars annually. When identifying areas ripe for reforestation, the map filters the most promising places based on factors such as how the land is currently used and who owns it. Cook Patton says Idaho has many opportunities across different land categories, such as marginal cropland and shrubland. Reforestation can also be important in areas scarred by wildfires, an increasing threat in the Northwest because of climate change. Cook Patton says forests can grow back on their own, but sometimes need intervention to weather future fires.
That can help stabilize the soil and get the system to come back more rapidly so that we can enjoy our forested areas again.
The Nature Conservancy in Idaho is partnering with the City of Boise on its City of Trees Challenge, which aims to plant a tree for every household and a seedling for every resident. Cook Patton says urban tree planting has many upsides.
We can really benefit from having those trees close to our homes for all the cooling benefits and biodiversity and just general emotional well-being to see a tree out our window.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.